So, really get used to watching other people. Really get used to seeing the signs that tells you that they're in a different state of mind to the people around them. This will be the beginning of your signal recognition system. And until you have your eyes open, your ears open, to hear and see and maybe even feel the changes in people around you, you won't be able to have any information that you can use for the signal recognition system to find out when they're in trance and whether or not. So now just open your eyes, open your ears, be a people watcher wherever you go. You can do this in a bar, in a club, you can do this in the office, on the way to work, on a train, on a bus, you can do it on a sidewalk as people are going to and from wherever it is they're going to. Just observe people and notice whenever changes occur. And ask yourself, what is the specific changes that you can see when someone is highly focused in a particular task? Now, at the same time as you're doing this, the next exercise I'd like you to do is very simple. It's simple, but not necessarily easy. The exercise is this. I'd like you to spend time grabbing people's attention. And when you've grabbed their attention, really maintain it in whatever way you can. Now, I say whatever way because for the moment, I'm not going to give you any clues as how to do this. I'd like you to get creative. Use the power of your own mind, your own creativity, to find as many different ways of both grabbing attention and then maintaining that attention. Now, some of you who are a little bit more wild will do crazy things, and that's fine. Not because doing crazy things like jumping up and down in public and making loud noises is actually good for conversational hypnosis, but because it stretches your abilities so that if one day you need to go really outside the box, you have that. It also teaches you something about what people respond to, and surprisingly, what people will not. Because going too far outside the box might mean that you actually lose people's attention. Now, I'm going to give you one clue, one simple way of grabbing someone's attention and maintaining it. And I'll leave the rest for you to discover on your own. We'll be littering through some of these ideas over the course of the 12 CDs in this audio program. I'll be dropping these in as seasoning, so you better listen out for them, because they won't be necessarily all in one place. The one that I'm going to give you right up front is very simple, eye contact. So many people cannot maintain eye contact, either because they're shy or they don't want to be forward or whatever it happens to be. I'd like for you to experiment with the eye contact that you give someone else. Hold their eye contact and refuse to break it. Now, when I say this, please, don't start doing this in a weird sort of or challenging sort of way. The whole point of eye contact is to have friendly, smiling eyes. So if you have a smile whilst you maintain that eye contact, that would be a good thing. So just experiment with those things and find out if there are any other ways that you can discover for grabbing attention and holding it. Then, on the next CD, we'll begin the journey into the hypnosis itself. On the next CD, we'll be looking at beyond rapport, this idea of hypnotic rapport. How do you build a kind of relationship between you and your subject that creates a very intense emotional connection? And at the same time, gets them to want to do the things you ask of them so that they go into trances and follow your suggestions. As well as establishing this slightly one-up position, which allows you as the hypnotist to really make effective suggestions. At the same time, we'll also be looking at signal recognition systems. You've already got some exercises to begin to build the groundwork for that. But we'll really look in depth at how to spot when people are going in and out of trances, and the kind of subtle signals that you can see. The other thing we'll be looking at is, as you spot other people's signs of trance, you will probably want to learn to use them yourself so that other people have something to respond to. But more of that on the next CD. My name is Igor Ledochowski. Thank you for paying attention, and I look forward to seeing you on the CD entitled Beyond Rapport and Signal Recognition.